Hi, my name is Melanie, and I'm an alcoholic. I've had a lot of really good days as of late, and then today happened. I woke up riddled with anxiety, and I have not been able to shake it yet. So when Mark asked me a half an hour ago to be the 10-minute speaker, I wanted to say no. However, I've learned in Alcoholics Anonymous, we say yes. And we are of service. So thank you, Mark, for asking me to speak tonight. If you're newer than me, welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. You have stepped into the solution. And welcome. What it was like. I had a pretty normal upbringing. I did not grow up around alcohol, drugs, abuse, nothing out of the ordinary. You know, I just had a normal upbringing. And I, you know, had both parents in the house. I'm a twin. My twin is a total normie on every single level. And growing up, life was pretty smooth, you know. I definitely found myself always trying to compete and always felt like I just was less than, especially being a twin. My twin is a man, but I still felt like I had to compete, you know, and I always felt like I just wasn't good enough or always trying to like be better than in every area of my life. And fast forward to high school, I had my first drink and I remember enjoying the feeling, but it didn't really get its claws. Well, it didn't get its claws in me yet. And I was a late bloomer in terms of drugs, and alcohol. My story does start with drugs. However, once alcohol became a part of my story, it got its claws in me. I created a pretty beautiful life for myself at one point. You know, I was married to my best friend. We had two daughters together. I had the career, the home. Life was looking pretty good, you know. And I remember having so much on my plate that I would say continuously, I just wish I could have one day where no one asks me for anything. One day where the kids don't need anything, the husband doesn't need anything, the job doesn't need anything, no one's knocking on my office door at work, and I just felt like I was drowning. And one day I remember I thought I was gonna snap, and it was the day that I crossed that invisible line, which I remember like the back of my hand. And I got in my car to go for a drive. I didn't know where I was gonna go, but I just wanted to get out of the office, and I saw a liquor store sign, and something told me to get off the freeway, and I took that drink, and that was the first time that I experienced that ease and comfort that I had never felt before. And from that moment on, I started to chase alcohol. And I would love to say that my kids got me sober, that my ex-husband got me sober, that the career got me sober, that my family got me sober, the responsibilities, all the things that I had got me sober, but they did not. I was in and out of rehab. I've been in and out of rehab 8 times. I've been in multiple detoxes. I've been in and out of the hospital, thinking that was, you know, I'm gonna detox and I'm good. I got this, I'm fine. I came into Alcoholics Anonymous 10 years ago and half-stepped it, didn't actually jump in full force, and walked right out thinking this does not work, this is not the solution. In and out of jail, 5150, you name it, right? I have the story that everyone in here has. Well, if you don't have the story, you could still have the story. So there are a lot of yets that I did, that I had when I came in 10 years ago. A lot of yets, a lot of differences. And that's all I heard 10 years ago were the differences. And then they all became similarities very quickly. And regardless of what I lost, regardless of who I hurt, regardless of what I stole, who I cheated on, abandoning my own children, my family not seeing me for 5 years, not knowing if I was alive or dead, it was not enough to get me to stop. I kept chasing the drink. And the one question when I would surface that my family would always ask me after every relapse is why? Why? And it was the one question I could not answer. I hated that question. And I would sit outside of my parents' house or my brother's house knowing as soon as I walked in, that was the one thing they were gonna ask me why. And I never knew what to say. And I was lost. And I was struggling and drowning in the drink and in drugs. But alcohol, again, predominantly is what chewed me up and spit me out. I was in denial that I was an alcoholic. I thought I was a heavy drinker for a very long time. I just thought that it was a problem, and I thought that I could somehow make it work. And every time I tried, things got worse. And I went from having the husband, the kids, the home, to a year and 2 weeks ago being homeless on the street, living at Lancaster City Park in downtown LA, dragging a suitcase around by myself, not knowing where I was going to go, what I was going to do the next day, and having no plan in front of me. It got really, really, really dark. Hanging out with guys I didn't know, that I had no business being around, doing things I had no business doing, and not even wanting to be in the solution yet. I felt completely and utterly beat down in life. I was on probation. I had a bunch of warrants. I had so many tickets hanging over my head. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a bank account. I didn't have a car. Nothing. Not an ID, Social Security, nothing. Family hadn't seen me at this point for 6 years and didn't know if I was alive or dead. And thank God, I finally started to pray to my higher power once again that I thought had abandoned me, but never did. And I finally walked into detox and got clean and sober, and then went into rehab, God willing, for the last time. And I don't ever take anything for granted. I know things could change quick. But I went into rehab and finally began to listen to the message of Alcoholics Anonymous when panels were brought in. And I finally started to have hope. And I had a little reservation still, questioning if I could actually do this forever. Can I actually not drink forever? Forever? Like forever? Forever? Like, I kept asking myself this over and over and over. And I remember one day a lady in rehab telling me, you know, if you have court things, you could go take care of them. They'll let you leave for the day. And what I heard was, I get to leave for the day. I get to leave rehab for the day. And I jumped all over it. I went to the first courthouse, took care of that warrant. And something in me clicked, and I saw that I was able to take care of one thing, and all of a sudden I had hope. And then I took care of the next warrant. And then I began to chase taking care of this laundry list of things that I thought was going to keep me out forevermore. And while I was doing that, I'm in rehab, hearing the message, hearing panels come in, hearing speakers come in, going to outside meetings, and finally having hope, praying to my higher power, listening to him, hearing him all around me and seeing him all around me. I got out of rehab and I came right into a meeting. I walked into a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. I came running into a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. I got a sponsor right away, and I started to take all of the suggestions that are given. All of the suggestions I did not take before. Going to meetings. I have commitments still. Being of service. Getting women's numbers, right? And I have continued to do this for the last year. And today, Alcoholics Anonymous has given me my life back. I'm rebuilding my relationship with my oldest daughter that did not know if I was alive or dead for years. I'm rebuilding a relationship with my mother, with my stepdad, with my brother. I have a job. I was able to get my license back and take care of all those tickets. I'm off probation. I was able to purchase a car. And the things are great, but the relationships with my family are just, you can't put a price tag on it. Today, I'm honest with my family, and when they ask me questions, I tell them, don't ask unless you want to know. I hold myself accountable. I'm honest with those around me, and I share things that sometimes I feel like, I shouldn't have said that. But it frees me from the bondage of all the stuff that I was stuck in for so long. So if you're newer than me, and you do not have a sponsor, I encourage you to get a sponsor. Get into the steps. Get into the book. I started to fully read this book finally, and I see myself riddled throughout this book 100%. I know I'm a real alcoholic today. That's why I always drink. That's why I always turn to the bottle. Real alcoholic. The phenomenon of craving is no joke. And I know if I put even one drop of alcohol in me, all bets are off and I'm gone again. So I am very, very, very grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous and for everything that it's done for my life. And I even feel better right now just standing up here. I'm not riddled with fear. Thank you, Mark. I love being of service. When women call, I answer the phone today. I pick up ladies and bring them into meetings when I can. Anything and everything I can do as a result of this program, I do, because it's what saves my life. And I'm going to keep doing it because I like that my family has me back and I have them back. So thank you very much for letting me share.